create a monthly budget. I'm sure you've heard these words before. Maybe they came from a parent or an older sibling. We all basically know what to do, yet fact is 80% of our country has less than $1,000 in their savings account. Take a minute to think about that. A majority of the people you know, possibly even yourself, are living paycheck to paycheck with no real safety net, spending money they don't have, and possibly building a lifetime of debt. Now, most of us have one common goal. That's simply to become rich, quote unquote, or at the very least, financially stable. But when you ask someone what steps they are taking to get there, they will usually stare at you blankly. You have a dream that one day you'll be able to very comfortably support yourself, yet you buy yourself a daily $6 coffee? Take a moment to reflect on just how much that adds up. You can't build an empire without the small steps. Learn the value of a dollar, or you'll continuously spend all the money you make in a month, but in less than a month. My name is Shauna Cooper. I'm 19 years old. I've never gone to college. I'm independent, supporting myself, and in the market for my first home. I know one of the top ways to become financially stable is to create that budget. It is likely going to be your strongest money management tool. Start with your monthly income. Look at how much of that income is spent on true necessities. Things like rent, food, utilities, maybe a car payment, or some kind of debt. Make a list of categories, and then, based on how much you make, give yourself a set amount of money you can realistically spend on each category each month. This allows you to keep track of money going in and out of your account. Let's say you know you make $2,400 a month and $250 of that is going toward groceries, $800 toward rent, etc., and you're saving $550. After you do that, look for places where you can cut down your spending. I know that for myself, this would be eating out. When I realized how much I was spending on fast foods and restaurants every month, I immediately started thinking of ways to cut down the cost. I ended up meal prepping, taking food and snacks with me to work, and allowing myself to eat out 2 to 3 times a month. If you create a budget from your monthly income that you can stick to, it'll keep you from spending money you don't have, while putting away some of the money you do have for your future. This will help with figuring out long-term financial goals. Instead of throwing money at the cool new sparkling objects you happen to see in the window of a store or online, you'll have enough money to buy that car or put a down payment on a house or take that trip to Paris. Cutting down on your instant gratification spending will allow you to save enough money to do what you really want and love. However, as you can imagine, sticking to a budget is a lot harder in practice than it is on paper. What I like to do to keep myself on track is pay my future self first. So as soon as I get paid, I move the money I'm saving that month to my savings account. I'll also give myself a small weekly allowance, and I know that once that money is gone, it's gone. I will have to wait until the following week to buy whatever it is I want. While budgeting, it is also important to continue doing the things that make you happy. Find cheap activities to do, like hiking, going to the beach, ice skating, or game night with friends. Nonetheless, something to also keep in mind is to cut yourself just a little bit of slack when you need it. A couple of weeks ago, I was going through a stressful time, so I went for a massage. Now, granted, that wasn't accounted for when I had budgeted originally. But I knew that as long as I am consistently sticking to my budget and unaccounted purchases don't happen more than a couple times a year, the massage wouldn't affect my future all that much. Another thing I'd say is never lose focus on your goals. Even if you save a few dollars every month, it's a huge win. So create that budget, be realistic and still have fun. And remember, it's not about how much money you're making. It's about spending and budgeting wisely.